Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. I'm Brett Witterville, in for Greg Corumbus, joined as always by Jim Garrity from National Review Online. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good to hear from you, Brett.
It's great to be with you. Let's start right out of the box with a very good martini. David Axelrod came out over the weekend and announced and said that Obama made a big mistake saying his policies were on the ballot in November. Why exactly is this a particularly good martini for us?
Well, first of all, we have to give Axelrod a couple of molecules of credit. When he signed on with MSNBC, those of us kind of scoffed and said, well, that's going to be a completely different tone from MSNBC. Instead of being relentlessly cheering the president all the time, they have David Axelrod to offer a different opinion. And obviously, you know, Axelrod most of the time tells us that the president is completely calling it just fine and everything is great. And, we're so lucky to have Obama's president and it couldn't get any better. So when even Axelrod has to acknowledge that Obama has made a mistake, then you know this is a really glaring mistake. And as he said, look, I would not have put that line in there. He says this on Meet the Press yesterday. It was a mistake. What Obama had said is that, you know, I am not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot, every single one of them. Now, that's exactly what the red state Democrats are trying to distance themselves from. Kay Hagan and Mark Pryor and Mary Landrieu are all trying to say, look, I'm not like those other Democrats. I'm a centrist Democrat. I'm a moderate Democrat. Because Obama is not popular in places like Arkansas and North Carolina and Louisiana. But to be honest, he's not doing that great even in, you know, the traditional blue or purple states. Nationalizing the election as a referendum on Obama is exactly what Democrats wanted to avoid. And yet, I guess, I don't know, out of pride or out of a sense that he has more to gain by motivating his base, that he would do better off by mentioning it. And so now it's very tough for any Democrat to say, no, this isn't really about Obama's policies. This is about local issues like, you know, farm irrigation mapping or topics like that. I mean, you know, maybe farm irrigation mapping is a really important issue to you, but it's not really going to be on the minds of as many voters as, say, Obamacare or the economy or the fight against ISIS or Ebola outbreaks or an insecure border or any one of the other crises going on right now.
Well, certainly that is a very good martini to savor and to ponder. Here comes a very, very bad martini in the form of Elijah Cummings arguing over the weekend that black people believe the Secret Service is racist.
Yeah, and I'd like to give credit where it's due. This is Congressman Elijah Cummings, a Maryland Democrat, ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. You may remember him fighting with Daryl Issa about everything. But he's on Face the Nation this weekend, and he says that 85% of all African Americans that come to me mention this fear that the Secret Service has slipped up and made some really egregious errors on protecting President Obama because of his race. Now, Cummings himself says, I don't agree with it, meaning that Elijah Cummings does not believe that the Secret Service is racist or that it is attempting to endanger the president because they don't like him or disagree with him or something. First of all, let's give him a little bit of credit where it's due to Elijah Cummings to not throwing gasoline on the fire and saying he does not believe this. There's an old saying, never attribute to malice what you can attribute to incompetence. Now, having said that, I think it says well, the reason this is a particularly bad martini is that these, you know, Secret Service mistakes have been so bad. Yeah. Failing to get the White House fence jumper, him getting pretty far into the White House, right. Him getting past a Secret Service agent whose gender shall remain unknown, according to the Washington Post, even though initially they said it was a female Secret Service agent, and just kind of the other things. The gentleman with the firearm getting off the elevator with him, that people really – the faith in the Secret Service has been completely shaken. And for African Americans, they're attributing a racial malice or racial motive to this. I wish they didn't, but the easiest way to dispel that notion is to stop having really egregious screw-ups. And right. We will see if the Secret Service can do that, but I think it's just a very – clear indicator of just how much the faith of the American people in the Secret Service has been shaken in the past few weeks.
Well, speaking of screw-ups, we have Vice President screw-up. Okay, that's Brett Winterbull saying that, not Jim Garrity. But you've got Joe Biden making comments about the UAE's support of ISIS, then having to call the crown prince there at the UAE and explain himself what's happening here.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I remember thinking Vice President Joe Biden has a long and illustrious history of saying things that sound silly or don't make much sense. He had said apparently that U.S. allies, including Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, had funded and armed extremist groups linked to Al-Qaeda. Now, if you're, you know, the Turkish government, the Saudi Arabian government, and the UAE government, that, you know, you're pretty damn offended by that. By the way, I think what he meant was individuals in those countries are supporting terror groups. And oh, by the way, the, you know, the Saudi royal family has like 4,000 princes. So this is not a wild, crazy. This for by Biden standards, this is reasonably reasonable. This is actually reasonably accurate. Having said that, to just come out and say that indisputably is going to create a major foreign policy crisis and diplomatic incident with these countries that are at least technically our allies. So he had to call up the Turks and say, oh, I really didn't mean that. And on Sunday, he called the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates to clarify. He did not mean to imply that you're supporting Al-Qaeda fighters in Syria, which is kind of exactly what he said. So I, you know, kind of embarrassing, kind of, you know, there are two things that make this kind of crazy and bad. One is the fact that if it's false, that Biden is impugning the good name of some of our allies.
Right.
Or if it's true, then maybe we should discuss this out in the open and maybe we should be putting pressures on these governments. I do know that the Turks had been very, you know, at one point, the irony of them once being, you know, big supporters of Assad, or at least back when I was over there, they thought Assad was this great reformer, turning against him and trying to support the anti-Assad forces. And as we all know, the anti-Assad forces are one nice, noble guy named Abu and then a whole bunch of crazy guys and ISIS and, you know, the Al-Nusra Front and all kinds of guys who you know, wouldn't want to support or touch with a 10-foot pole. And the Turks have sent, you know, a lot of the arms have gone through there. A lot of the money has gone through there. And probably, you know, very easy to believe that the Turks either inadvertently or perhaps complicitly armed some very dangerous people. Whether having our court jester of a vice president come out and blurt something is really, I don't know if that's really the right way to put pressure on them. And I probably am, if thinking this is a plan, I'm probably, you know, ascribing way too much calculation and planning from an administration that tends to lack those sorts of things.
Well, listen, nothing surprises me anymore. And I know you feel that way on many fronts as well. But it is certainly an interesting thing to consider nevertheless. So there you have it. You have the very good martini. David Axelrod speaks truth and says, ooh, Mr. President, you shouldn't have said your policies are on the ballot this November. Elijah Cummings, to his credit, says, though some black people think the Secret Service is racist, I'm not in with those people. And Joe Biden offends and then calls to apologize the Crown Prince of the UAE when it comes to whether or not our Mideast allies are supporting ISIS. Well, this has been a real fun run, Jim Garrity. I look forward to hanging out with you next time. Greg Corumbus will be back tomorrow. Thanks for coming by, man.
Brett, always good to have you here. Thanks very much for filling in.
Always good to hang out with you as well. I'm Brett Winterbull in for Greg Corumbus. That's Jim Garrity from the National Review Online. Greg will be back with the Three Martini Lunch tomorrow.